both. Shekvar hoida, vifnei atzma, because you agree yourself. So you see Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Tafel says such a svara. And Rashi says, "Ubo lotzis bei shemayim." When you admit yourself, then the pshat is you want to be us bei shemayim. The afgav the vedina loy mosi mechayv loy and lichlev nayim miu de oynish and yoytzin ach shishal mishnayim. The olav lebalam hadrei that Desdin can't force you to pay to both of them. But Rabbi Tafel says that the person wants to do a good hashava to be us bei shemayim, not to get a punishment, he should give back to both of them. So Manasseh, the Tafel has to pay back to both of them anyway when you admit. Says so, why only Yeshua? So Elo Rabbi this Elo Marava Shani Mas Nisin Techivon Diyoda Laman Gazlei Diyodalei. Since you know from who you stole from and you admit it, Kivon Diyeshel Adurei Mamone Lamarei Hevelei Command Diyomalei Yili Diyodcha. It should be by you in my hand. Hilkar therefore Nishva Afagav the Kamle Yili Diyodcha Kivon the boy Kapor Lestagi Adamot Liyodei Hola Yistabe Hevi Gabei Pikodin Adiyosiv Shokalei. It's our Mishnah telling them again, the Masnissan, Kivan, we know from who you stole from in our Mishnah. So therefore, Kivan the Yodlaman Gazdi be Oidele, and you admit that you stole it from him. So Kivan the Evshel Adurei, since you could return it to him, and he knows you can get the money back anytime, he'll come to you. So therefore, Mamoina Lamore Hevele command the Yomele, Yile Biyodcha. Therefore, in our Mishnah, really, it should have been like the Nigzal Sesin Gazlin, hold on to my money. Whenever I come to you, pay me up. Therefore, Hilkach. Nishba, if the Gazlan swore false, so then we have the special Gzeras HaKosev that he has to give it back to him, and even to Mada, he has to run after him. Afgav the Komala Yilav Yach, even though the Nigzal says you can hold on to it, but Kivan the boy Kapora, since the Nigzal did a chet that he swore, the Gazlan did the chet he swore false, and he needs a Kapora for swearing false, Loi Saga Adimot Eliyode, it's not enough, he won't get his Kapora until he returns it to him. Hola Yishtaba, but in the case where he did not swear false, even though you admit that you stole it from this person, but now that the person realizes that you admit it, so it's as if he told to you, hold on to the money, until I come and get it. Therefore, you won't have the chiyuv to run after him. Or this chiyuv that you have to, our Mishnah saying in Chiddush, it's a kapara for a shvua. When you swore false to the Nugzeras HaKosev, you need a special type of a kapara that you have to bring the money, mamish, to the nigzel. Even though he would tell you, hold on to it, till I come to you, it's not enough. You have to go to him to take away, get your kapara for the shua sheker. But without a shua sheker, it would be enough to hold on to the money until he comes to you.
Yeah, we're holding daf kuf dalid amar aleph by the two doubts. That the Mishnah says again, lo yitnu loy lebnoi v'loy lishluchai. The Mishnah says that the gazlan does not have a right to give the gzela back to the son or to the shliach. So he said the Mishnah is talking about the case where a person, Reuven, made a gzela, and then he also made a shvua sheker, he swore false, he swore that he did not steal, and then he himself was made, he himself admitted that he made the gzela. So the locher is, now the locher is that he has to pay back a keren and a chaymish and a korban oshem. So the Mishnah says a chiddush in such a case, he has a chiyuv to pay back the money to the nigzel himself, the gazlan himself has to give the money back to the Nigzal, and it's not enough. It says lo yitain lo lebnoi v'lo lishluchai. He cannot send it not with him or not with the shliach. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Midashin a posik, a special posik was by a shvua that the gazlan has to return it to the nigzal himself. So now the Gemara says like this: Itma we learned shliach she'al sol beidim. If a person made a shliach in front of two eidim. So Rashi says it means in the case of Reuven sheyesh lo mois biyad Shimon that Reuven has money by Shimon. Umina shliach and now Reuven appoints a shliach beidim in front of Edim lekablam himenu to accept the money for Reuven. So the Gemara says now Rav Chisda Omar Rav Chisda says have a shliach. It's called a good shliach.
Have a shliach. He's called a good shliach, and therefore it's considered that Shimon paid off the money. And if an oinus, something happens on the road, Shimon is potter from paying the balabayas. It's as if, in other words, when Shimon gave the money to the shliach, it's as if the balabas already received the money. And therefore, if an oinus happens now, the Shimon is potter from paying back. That's what Chizda svara. Heavy shliach. Rabbi Ram Rav says, "Loi heavy shliach." No, it's not called a shliach. It's not considered that Reuven received his money back. And therefore, for Leinus, if something happens on the way, Reuven can still tell Shimon, I didn't receive your money.
Rav Chisda, Rama Hevishnir, Rav Chisda says it's called the Shliach when Reuven made the Shliach and Shimon paid him the money. It's like Reuven received the money because Lahochi Tarchi Yukma Be'edim. That's why Reuven went ahead and appointed him a Shliach in front of two Edim. The Lake of Rishusei. In order that this Shliach now is in the place of Reuven. So if Reuven appointed a Shliach in front of two Edim, it's mamish like Reuven himself. And when the Shliach goes and receives the money from Shimon, it's considered like Reuven received the money, and that's it. If an Einus happens on the way, Shimon is potter. That's Rav Chisda Svara. Rabbi Roma loy have a Shliach. Rabbi says, no, it's not called a Shliach. Hochi koma. This is all Reuven meant to say. Inish mehem nahu. You should know he's a trustworthy person. Isam chis samuch. If you want to rely upon this person and send the money with him to me, very good. Like it's up to you. If I'm just helping you along, listen, you Shimon, you owe me money, and I'll make it easy for you to pay me up. That I'm sending you a person that's Nema, that's trusted. We trust him. If you want to send money with him, very good. But it's not considered as if Reuven really received the money yet. And therefore, if an einus happens on the way that the shliach cannot give over the money to Reuven, Shimon is still chayiv. That's the machlekes from Chizda and Rabba. Do we consider the money as if Reuven received it yet or not? Tanan, we learned the Gemishnah. It says in Gemara and Bamitzia, Hasho yiles haporo. If somebody's going to borrow a cow from his friend, he wants to borrow it and he didn't receive it yet. You hasho yiles haporo. Now v'shilcha biyad benoi. So the lender sends the poro in the hands of his son. Biyad avdoi, biyad shluchoi. Whereas even in the hands of the son or the ever of the shliach, of the one that wants to borrow it, the shoyel, umesa, and the parah died on the way. The kitzah, Reuven has this cow, and Shimon is the one that wants to borrow it. So Reuven now is sending the cow to Shimon. Shimon didn't receive it yet. Doesn't make a difference whether it's Reuven's shliach or whether it's Shimon's shliach to receive it. But Lamaisa, the cow did not get to Shimon yet, and it died on the way. Potter, it says that the shoyel, Shimon is potter. He's not a shoyel yet, because he didn't receive it yet. Even though a shliach is now taking this poro to bring it to Shimon, but as long as Shimon did not receive it directly, if it dies on the road, so the shomer is potter. Now, hai shlucha hegidomi. What kind of shliach are we talking about right now? Who sent this cow? How did Reuven send this cow, his parah, over to Shimon? Either lo yasa b'yedim, if Reuven did not make the shliach, or Shimon did not make this shliach in front of two edim, mino yadinan. So how do we know then that you're a shliach of Shimon to receive it? Like how come Reuven would give it to you? Ela posha, the case is the osa b'yedim. We're talking about now again that Shimon wanted to borrow Reuven's cow, and therefore Shimon made a shliach. And he pointed him in front of two edim, and now the shliach went to Reuven to receive the cow, and therefore Reuven trusted the shliach and gave him the cow. Ugetani, and still it says over there, the potter, that if when the shliach is bringing the cow back to Shimon, on the way before Shimon receives it, the cow dies, it says clearly that Shimon, the shoyel, is potter. So the chura kasha on Rav Chisda. This should be a kasha on Rav Chisda. Because Rav Chisda says when you appoint a shliach, and the fact that you made the shliach in front of two edim, what you meant to do is, the shliach is like you, it's like you received the money. So here it should be considered like you already received the cow. If Shimon would receive the cow, he becomes a shoymer, shoyel on it. And the shoyel we know is chayiv imen amainsin. The only thing you're potter for is only if it's meisa machmas alocha. If you borrow somebody's car, and the car cracks down on the normal circumstances, then you're potter. If it's meisa machmas alocha, then you're potter. But if you do something wrong to it, even though it's an onus, then you're chayiv. So l'chura here, it's a kashim of chizda. Why does it say that the shoymer is potter over here? L'chura, the shliach made by Edim, should be considered as if the shoyel himself received the par already. So more answers, I'll tell you, k'diyama rav chila gachizda says someplace else, b'schiroi ulekitoi, so hochinami b'schiroi ulekitoi. Here that the Shimon sent a shliach to receive the cow, it wasn't a shliach that he appointed in front of two edim. It was just his own, like, workman. Sira Lakita means a person that's hired by Shimon. Everybody knows this is like I say Shimon Shvatza. Everybody knows this is Shimon's workman that works for Shimon. So therefore, when this person goes to receive the cow from Reuven, it's no question how does Reuven know that he's the shliach of the of Shimon. Everybody knows that's his chir l'kitoi, that's his workman. But not that Reuven appointed him in front of two edim. So therefore, in such a case, when Reuven gives over the cow with the chir l'kitoi, it's up to Reuven to give it, but it's not considered that Shimon received it yet until Shimon really gets it. So Achinam is sending here also v'schiru l'kitay. It's talking about the workmen of Reuven. Rashi says the kitay. Rashi says shaloktay etzloy lodrim of beisoy letzavsa bialma. Like he's like his worker in the house. Schiroy niskirimay. He's hired to work for him for a day or for a month or for a year. But the kiss, everybody knows he's your worker. So therefore, when you go to pick up the cow, everybody knows you're bringing the cow now over to the shayil. But Lamaisa, the Shur, did not receive it yet. That's why he's potter. But Rav Chisda still holds that in the case when Reuven makes a shliach with Edim to receive something for him, as soon as the shliach gets it, it's considered like Reuven has it. Tanan, well, like this. Remember the Mishnah said before, La yitein loy lepinoi for loy leshluchai. That again, where you made a gzela, and you made a shvua sheker, and then you are moida. So the Mishnah says you have to return the money, the gazlan himself has to return the money to the nigzal. And you can't give it not to his son and not to his shluchai. Now, hai shluchai again, this messenger, hai shluchai hechidami. How are we talking over here? The Mishnah says he can't do it. If the gazlan, if the nigzal did not appoint a shliach with edim, so minoya dinan. So of course the gazlan should not give it to him. How does the gazlan know this is going to be the shliach to give it over to the nigzal? Or isn't the Mishnah talking about even in a case that the Nigzal, the one that it was stolen from, sent a shliach that was appointed in front of two edim to the gazlin to receive the chafetz? And still the Mishnah says the gazlin should not give it to the shliach, but rather the gazlin has to give it directly back to the Nigzal. Why? According to Rav Chisda, when you make a shliach in front of two edim, it's mamish like the person himself. So our answer is again, Tirgumar Rav Chisda v'schiro l'kitay. That the Mishnah, when it says that a shliach is no good, not where he was appointed in front of to aid him, but again, it's only his workman, or it's the person that lives with him, that helps him along. So such a person, you did not appoint him a shliach in front of to aid him, he is not considered like you. Therefore, if the gazlan should not give it to the shchiru l'kitay of the nigzal, it's not called that the nigzal received it yet. So you have to make sure that it gets into the hand of the nigzal. Zemora says, El shliach shasho b'yedim. Mai? But what do you want to tell me according to Chiz and our Mishnah? In a case where the Nigzal made a shliach in front of two edim, then the gazlan has the right to give over the chafetz back to this shliach, and so, hochinami, they have a shliach, you want to tell me such a case, would it be a good shliach? And so, other 20 sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah have to say? Avonoisinu l'shliach bezdin. Our Mishnah says there's one exception to the klal. Usually the gazlan has to go to the nigzal and give it back to him directly. The only exception is you can give it over to a shliach bezdin. Go to a bezdin and appoint a bezdin to be a shliach to give it to the nigzal. That's okay. Now the question is why? Why do we have to go so far? Liflog v'listna b'diday. Let's make a difference in the case of a regular shliach by itself and say like this: shliach shaso b'yedim hochinami dev shliach. Our Mishnah says that the gazlan can't give it over to a regular shliach to give it to the nigzal. That's only a regular shliach. But let's say if the nigzal, the one that was stolen from, if he appointed a shliach in front of two edim, then such a shliach is mamish like the gazlan, is like the nigzal himself, then the gazlan could give it to him. Like why does the Mishnah have to jump to say the only shliach that good is a shliach bezdin? Let the Mishnah say better. Here's a case of a regular shliach where it was appointed in front of two edim. That's sort of like the nigzal himself. So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, because like sikalei, if we don't want to say such a case, because like sikalei means it's not 100%, it doesn't always happen. What does that mean? Shliach bezdin, we say rather a case of a shliach bezdin, that's good, because Loishon also nigzal, v'loishon also gazlin. There's no difference whether the nigzal made it or whether the gazlin made it. Have a shliach. Such a case is called a good shliach. Whether the nigzal made a shliach bezdin to receive the money from the gazlin, or whether the gazlin himself appointed a shliach bezdin to give the money to the nigzal, there it's good. So that's why the Mishnah says clearly, our shliach bezdin is good, either side, whichever one of them appointed him, it's good. Psikale. It says clearly, that's why it says this case. But shliach shasol v'edim, but in the case where just a regular shliach, a normal person, was appointed even in front of two edim. T'chiyos nigzal, who to have a shliach? True. According to Rav Chisda, when the nigzal, the one that it was stolen from, if he appoints a shliach to go and accept the gzela back from the gazan in front of two edim, true, that would be good really, because such a shliach is mamish like the mishalach, is like the nigzal himself. But osan gazlin lo yev a shliach. But let's say the gazlin appoints a shliach to take this chayfetz over to the nigzal. That's no good, because the shliach of the gazlin is like the gazlin. It didn't get yet to the hands of the nigzal. So it's the chiv of the gazlin to see that the chayfetz gets to the hands of the nigzal. He's not allowed to give it over to a shliach. So therefore, lo psikalei. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't want to say a case of a shliach chutz mishliach bezdin, because a shliach bezdin helps both ways. Either the nigzal or the gazlin. A shliach ha'de'edim only helps if the nigzal makes the shliach. But when the gazlin makes the shliach, it doesn't help. That's why the Mishnah doesn't want to say that case. And therefore the Mishnah Gemara says, Taka, Awatana ulafuke mehataina. My high Tana. I tell you, Awatana, our Mishnah is teaching us Chiddush, not like another Tana. The Tana you learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Reimer. Shliach bezdin. Sho'osa nigzal v'lo yosa gazlin. Let's say the nigzal appointed a shliach bezdin. He went to bezdin and said, "Please, you be my shliach to accept the gzela." Or also in gazlin, or else let's say the gazlin made a shliach of bezdin to accept it. V'sholach haloi v'notal eshloi miyodoi potter. And achnami, such a case is good. So either way, whether the gazlin makes it, whether the nigzal makes it, it's okay. Yeah. Reb Yechanan, Reb Loza, the Amri Tavayu, Shliach. Shliach Bezdin Shosa Nigzal, Vloyosa Gazlin, Oyosa Gazlin, Visholach, Haloi Venotle Shloi Miyodoi, is Potter. Yeah. Rashi Yerah Shliach Potter, Meyoinis Aderich. Now, Time Rashi says the Notla Nigzal. That's the deal that our Tana the Mishnah is not like this Tana. This Tana says here, when you make a Shliach Bezdin, each one of them separately, but not together, that's no good. Then only if the money really gets back to the Nigzal. But let's say an Oinus happened on the way, then you weren't Yotzi Yechayiv. So you see, this Tana holds on like our Mishnah. That this Tana holds, a Shliach Bezdin only helps when both of them appointed him. But not like we were saying before, that our Tana holds, either one can appoint the Shliach Bezdin, either the Nigzal or the Gazlin, so that's not like this Tana. Because this Tana says you're only potter when the money comes to the Nigzal. But before it gets to the Nigzal, if an Oinus happened on the way, then you're chayiv still, so that's not like our Tana. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Reb Yechanan, Reb Elazar the Amri Tavayu, they both say, Shliach she'osu b'yedim hevi shliach. They both agree from Chizda that a shliach that's made in front of two edim is called a good shliach, and it could even be now, like in the case of our Mishnah also, that's called a good shliach as if the nigzal received it. V'im toima Mishnah seinu, he gets a question in our Mishnah. Like Rashi says, our Mishnah says lo yitein l'shluchai. You don't give it to your shliach. V'idloy. Now again, the question was, if you didn't make him with edim, how do we know he's a shliach? So we have to say, talking about an edim. So if you made him in front of an Edim, if you made the Shliach in front of Edim, so why can't the Gazlin return the money to the Shliach? So Gemara says, I'll tell you like this, you tell me Mishnah Seinu, B'mamsi lo Shliach. We're talking about that when the Gazlin, when the Nigzal sent the Shliach to the Gazlin, he did not tell the Shliach directly to receive the money for me. The Nigzal only asked somebody, do me a favor like, and show yourself to this Gazlin. The Omalei, tell the Gazlin like this, Isli Zuzi Gabe Palmi. That the Nigzal told this person like this, listen, somebody on the other side of the town owes me money. Like he stole money from me. He owes me money. So I'm asking you to do me a favor, is Chazile, go show yourself to him. Dilma Inishu to lay Mishkach Lishdurile. Because maybe just really he wants to pay me back the money. Just he doesn't have a messenger, he has no way to send it to me. And you'll be the messenger. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. that the shliach that the nigzal sent was not a direct shliach, that I'm appointing you to be a shliach to receive the money for me, as if to say, as soon as you receive it, I have the money, and you're potter from an oinus? No, he did. That's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was just, b'mamsi lo shliach. I'm only making like a shliach available to the gazlin, that if the gazlin wants to give the money back to me, just he can't come to me if he wants to take the achrayas of sending it with a shliach, that if it gets lost, he'll still be chayiv, he can go and do it. But not that the nigzar really made him a real shliach. That's one teretz. In the Amir also tell you, Kid Rav Chizda, v'ischiru l'kita, again, I'm just talking about a shliach, just your worker, a person that's paid by you, but not where you appoint him in front of two eidim. Because in a case where the nigzal appointed a shliach in front of the eidim, both Rav Yechon and Reb Elazar holds, like Rav Chizda before, that it's 100% good shliach, and that's considered like the nigzal received the money, and the gazlin could give the money to such a shliach. Amar Rav Yudah,